Do you have a dirty little secret? Welcome to the club.
And you're all invited.
The first rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club is tell everyone about the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
We're handing out memberships free of charge.
Step up to the VIP line and let Dana and Brimstone take you on a weekly ride of secrets and debauchery.
Now buckle up, Buttercup, because things are about to get heated on the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Dirty Little Secrets Club. I'm Dana Pereira.
And this is Brimstone.
Brim, have you been watching the Olympics at all?
Nope. That's a big no for me, Dana.
No,
that's
winter
no for me, dog.
You don't want to see dudes skating in tights? Why not?
I spent a good portion of my career watching other guys in tights, and that wasn't fun. The fact of the matter is I have no interest whatsoever. Danielle says to me, you know, she's like, oh, but they finally have an actual Jamaican bobsled team. I'm like, babe, if it's not Cool Runnings, I have no friggin' interest. I have no interest. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care. I don't want to know. You know, Like I am not the Olympics kind of guy. I am not interested. You know, one of my old, I'd say old teachers, what do you call it, from my old private school, her son got to light a torch at one of the Olympics. And, you know, so when I was seeing, I was at their home, I actually got to hold it because he got to keep it. So that was cool.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's cool. I like that. That's fun. But
yeah.
I have no desire to watch it. It's just like sports. I have no desire to watch other people playing sports. It doesn't do it for me. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Maybe that's the whole thing with me, because I do like to watch sports. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I watched Nathan Chen win the gold in ice skating, the figure skating. Very fucking cool. My daughter has been watching, and now all of a sudden she wants to be an ice skater. So now I have to look up fucking ice skating lessons. So thanks a lot, Olympics. But I like it. It's cool. I like watching Shaun White. I like the snowboarding. I like the ice skating. I like, I watched women's luge the other day, which was really weird.
Shaun White's getting old, man. Shaun White, I remember when he was this young kid getting in there, and now he's old.
Now he's like 35, I think.
Yeah, but when he started, he was like 18, right?
Yeah,
or like
yeah,
17 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not saying old as in 30s are old. I'm saying in general, like,
for the Olympics, you age in dog years. So yeah, for the Olympics, he's kind of getting up there.
Olympics and entertainment. I'm ancient in this industry. I don't know, man. So keep going. So you were watching that and Shaun White and.
Yeah. No, I actually really like it. I like watching all of the snowboarding shit, especially. I think it's fun because I would die if I attempted it.
Oh my God. What about, all right. So the one thing that I think is funny to watch, and I can only watch that for a hot minute, is the, and I can't remember what it's freaking called off the top of my head. It's when they go, and they
curling,
you know, like curling. That's
the
it.
Curling.
Stupid. Oh my God. Like, why? You know, I'm okay. I'm going, all right, well, all right, curling. All right. Yeah, this is interesting. No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's stupid. And people, there was another one that was on yesterday, because when I walked in the house, I did a day out yesterday of content with my buddy Marty Grabstein, as you know, Courage the Cowardly Dog. Any of you with kids or who are in that, you know, Cartoon Network phase would know who he is. So I was like dead to the world when I came back in. I was exhausted. And I go sitting on the couch figuring, all right, the new Pam and Tommy is on. Danielle and I are going to sit down and watch it. And then I'm going to go pass the hell out.
Yeah.
Unless I get lucky, which didn't happen. So again, pass the hell out. So that being said.
I hear Pam got lucky in that thing, though.
Oh, snap. Snap. Okay. Well, yes. pretty lucky, apparently. So I sit down, and of course they have the Olympics on because, you know, they're like, yay, let's go America. Yeah. USA. Woo. I'm like, no, I'm not doing this right now. Meanwhile, is these guys like it's not even skiing, but they're on skis and they go, tick, 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 you know, like kind of like going like around the corners, tick, 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 and then it's like, and then goes up a hill and I'm like, what the hell's going on here? They look like idiots, and I don't see what the hell there's like no point in this. Regular skiing, I can see. This, I don't understand it. Maybe it's just me. I just don't understand it.
Well, I don't know if it's just you, but there's definitely an audience for it because it's happening. Because
well, yeah, there's an audience every single
an
every,
Olympic yeah. sport out of it. Do you think the Dirty Little Secrets Club can be, would we be Summer Olympics or Winter Olympics?
We'd be the hot, wet, sweaty Olympics.
We would have to be the Summer Olympics for sure. Summer. Because all of yeah. the hotness from the Dirty Little Secrets would melt the fucking snow. There would be no skiing this event anymore. No snowboarding.
Yes. Snowboarding. Look, man, I mean, you know, I don't know. I can't get into it. I can't get into it. You know, the, what do you call it? Skiing. So skiing, I had sworn off skiing years ago because when I was a kid, I had a crazy thing happen to me where, have you ever been skiing? Yes.
I'm from Pittsburgh. I've never not once been on snow skis, only water skis.
Wow. What yeah. I'd love to go water skiing. That'd be interesting. I'd like to do that.
It's fun.
But up. So, okay. So when you're going to these ski places, there's like different levels of the mountains. Okay. And there's like the bunny hill, you know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. like the bunny slope with babies and, you know, like, then there's medium, then there's, you know, extra, you know, bad. And then there's like triple X. Don't freaking go there.
Is there
you're
a mimosa
die.
Hill? Because that's where you would find me.
Yes, no, there's not. That's at the cabins. Yeah, no. Craziness. So I'm up there and I must have taken the wrong turn at Albuquerque. And it was the first time I'd ever been skiing. And I must have been maybe like 12, maybe 11. Mm-hmm. I don't remember how old I was. And I don't know how I was there up there by myself because I was with my father and my stepmother. And I wound up going into the worst of the worst area. I took the wrong turn at Albuquerque and I started going straight down. Like the slope was like, you know, pretty much almost horizontal, vertical, horizontal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Up and down.
Up and down.
It was like
that
a
word.
Slight slant. And I was going probably about 80 miles an hour down this mountain. And what do you call it? I didn't know how to slow down or stop or steer or anything else. So I'm like flying. People are trying to jump out of my way. You know what I mean? Like craziness, jumping out of my way. Then what do you call it? The ski guys, like the people that watch the mountain, they're coming. You need to fall. You need to fall. Like, cause they wanted me to fall.
And you're like motherfucker, I'm going 80 miles per hour. I'm not falling.
Exactly. I'm like, there is no way that I'm falling. No effing way. I must've been like 12, maybe closer to, I don't know. I was young. And what do you call it? And I'm like, no, he's like, You need to stop. Somebody's going to get hurt. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, no. I was all of a sudden, it was a part on that black freaking Mamba Mountain where they had bunny hills they call them. Uh-huh. And that, so now I'm going, I went over one of the bunny hills and I'm up in the air. Okay. Up in the air, Dana. I closed my eyes because I'm like, I'm going to die. I closed my eyes, put my hands over my eyes. I landed, the one ski flew off my foot and went flying. I'm going down this hill still on one ski.
Oh my God.
So now I'm screaming like, oh my God, I'm going to die. Then there was, what do you call it? There was, you know, this guy still next to me. You need to drop. I'm like, no. I was freaking scared like you nobody's business. And then I went over another one of the bunny hills and I landed again on this. I must have great balance when I was a kid because
oh
I was like, you know, like one of these. And we were getting towards the end of the hill. I'm like pummeling people over there, like jumping out of the way. I mean, I don't know how I stayed.
This is like a movie.
And this is real deal. Absolutely. 100% happened.
So at the end of the hill, was there a line of people holding up signs that said 10 on them or?
So the end of the hill, we're coming towards the end and the guy says, if you don't drop, if you don't fall, you're going through the fence. You know what I mean? Oh, and the fence would have shredded me. So I had to either go through a metal fence, all right, or I was going to have to jump and go into something, you know, on the side or whatever. Uh-huh. So there was a big mound of like snow to the right. I guess they had like moved the fake snow, the real, whatever it was, out of the way. So at the very last, you know, right as I was coming to the end, I flew into the side and I only got a couple of bruises, thank God. Oh, and goodness. They made sure that I was not allowed on the hills anymore. So I was done. I wasn't going to go on anyway, but that was it. fast forward X amount of years later. And I took Danielle skiing and we were like, all right, I said, I really don't know what I'm doing. I just, you know, I know a little bit from when I was there, but that's what happened to me. And so we took the lessons and then we were like, all right, we'll go on the baby hill. So we went on the baby hill. And I was going down. I have this on video. I'll have to find it and send it to you, Dana.
Yeah.
I was going down this hill and I couldn't move, you know, back and forth. I was kind of just going straight. And there was a kid.
Oh no. Oh no.
There was a kid walking sideways to get off to the side. And I was like, move, slow motion, man. Move. You're gonna die. And I saw him, he turned to me, he froze. I went down and I went up and he went flying. Like,
oh,
remember
no.
Charlie Brown, when he went to kick the football and they took it away. Yeah. And he went like, flying in the air and poof. Right down
on the mountain. My God.
I kept going down and then like pulled off and went to, cause I was bigger then. And I knew how to fall. So I fell into the, you know, to the side of the, you know, and so Danielle has it all on camera and she was howling. She was laughing so hard.
You are part of that, like, boy's story for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Yeah. Craziness. And I'm like, babe, I think we should go.
Come on, let's go to Mimosa Hill.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's my, maybe that's why I'm not into any of the snow sports. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You've been scarred from a young age.
I've been scarred. Yeah. I've never been into watching sports on TV. I like to play sports. If I go and I see something live, I'd be into it. Like if I was at the Olympics live, I'd be like, all right, this is cool. We're here. We're live. We're involved. You know?
Yeah. Different vibe for sure.
Yeah. 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 I'm surprised that you're not, you know, involved in more football, Little Miss jerseys all the time. Yeah. You know.
I do love my football, but I love the Steelers football. And I'm just going to have to wait and see what happens next year for that.
Alrighty then. And we have, what is it? The Super Bowl is coming this weekend, correct?
It is. Yeah. We got the Rams and the Bengals. So go Rams.
Right. Well, technically, this is last weekend, actually, because we come out on Tuesday.
It comes out on Tuesday. Yeah.
So who's your pick? Who are you saying is going to win?
I'm picking the Rams.
I know nothing about either team. Rams or and who? Who are they?
Bengals.
I'm going to go with the Bengals just because you went with Rams. I'm going to go with the opposite.
We'll see who wins. Gentlemen's bet. Bet you a dollar.
Yes. Yes. What do you call it? I'll bet you'll give me a dollar. I'll give you a bottle of wine. I'll feed your evil.
Yes, please. Thank you. Please and thank you.
There you go. What do you call it? So I'm gonna get started here. I think about that time.
Let's scar some people with some dirty little secrets.
Yes. Oh, before we start, you know, we haven't done this in a long time. What is the first little rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club?
Oh, Brim, I'm so glad you asked. The first rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club is to tell everyone about the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
Absolutely, people. And if you like what you're hearing, if you like what you're going to hear, please do us a solid. Rate, review, subscribe. 5 stars only. Dana continues to put up thirst picks. But you people, you've got to respect the thirst. You've got to go on there and you've got to rate nice and high. So this way, Dana's happy and she's like, she'll show a little shoulder. You know what I'm saying?
I got a little shoulder action going on right here.
See?
Yeah.
See? There you go.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, you never know how far you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? You never know. Also,
especially if I have a bottle of wine in me.
that could go in many different directions, and we're not gonna let's not go. Yeah. Let's not go there. All right. I don't want Joe to be mad at me, and I don't want you to be mad at me. I'm just gonna stay clean. Anyway, also people, if you're looking to, you know, get a personalized message from either Dana or myself, you can go to cameo.com, because Dana is now on Cameo as well, and look us up, and you know, you can order some stuff and things. So hopefully, yes, you will take advantage of that.
Please do pop my Cameo cherry, please.
I am very excited to see what happens with all that.
Me too.
All right, let's get started. All right, so here we go. Before I was married, I did a lot of cruising on Craigslist. Lots of going to a guy's house for a hookup and then never seeing him again. I was in a smallish college town, but there were lots of closeted gays. The wife knows, but I'm still ashamed. And looking back, I realize how lucky I was to do something so dangerous. All right, so this is a guy.
Dude.
Who went to guys' houses, mm-hmm, and got it on for hookups with other, yeah, guys. Mm-hmm. And now he's married to, wait, hold on.
A woman. Well,
you would have said husband, right? So you are married. Yeah. Okay. So now are you bi or are you, I'm confused.
I think I'm most curious about, what are you ashamed of? Are you ashamed that you were on Craigslist and you could have gotten hurt? Or are you ashamed that you hooked up with men? And if it's the latter, don't be ashamed. You do you, boo. Whatever you're attracted to, go for it. But I could understand maybe being ashamed of the Craigslist thing, because yes, very dangerous. You could have died. You're lucky. I don't want to preach to you too much, because you know, we were younger and didn't know then. Now we know people die.
And knowing is half the battle.
That's right.
Yes. Craigslist. Oh my God. So I got a curious question for you. I don't know because I'm not interested in men, but mm-hmm, do you think that like when two guys that like, if you got like two like pop culture loving guys that are both in the bed together, do you think that they, you know, go down and go zoom, zoom, and then have like lightsaber fights with their wieners? You think, that might sound childish, but you know, my Schwartz is bigger than yours. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm curious.
You wonder if they compare. I know there's a lot of questions that I have, but it would be like the same with two women, right? Like there's so many questions that I would have about conversations that they have. In fact, I was watching this video, and I'm about to get real gross on you, but I don't care. I was watching this video last week, and it was this lesbian couple, and I follow them on Instagram, and they're hilarious and I adore them. But she posted this video about like, oh, all you dudes are up in my woman's DMs and she's sitting next to me complaining about how her uterus feels like it's going to fall out her butthole. And I cracked up laughing because as two women, she understands. She's like, yes, I get the period pain. I totally understand that. And of course they're going to talk about it. Yeah. But as a, you know, man and a woman, you don't get that same thing in the bedroom. Although I do say that to my husband all the time, that my uterus feels like it's going to fall out my butthole. Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I'm wondering if they actually have sword fights. You know what I mean? Like, ching, ching, ching. You know what I mean? Play,
yeah.
Play Pirates of the Caribbean or something. You know what I mean? One of them pretends to be Johnny Depp. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. You know, you know, come play with my wiener, mate. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm curious. How does that work? You know, yeah. Look, I there's not much more we could really say about this, sir, other than, all right, well, your wife knows. That's uh-huh. good that you were honest. I respect that.
Totally.
It's great that, you know, but are you, you know, bi still? I mean, does she know because you guys kind of like share, you know,
Is there more going on in the bedroom?
Yeah.
We need to know.
Dana definitely needs to know. Look at her. She's like, I see the wheels turning in her head right now.
Yes. Yes. I am intrigued by the sword fighting. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed of the hooking up with men part. That's okay. You're allowed to be attracted to men. Maybe be a little more cautious about the way that you do it though.
Mm. Well, apparently he's married and doesn't do that anymore, from what it seems.
No,
like,
but, no more cruising Craigslist.
No more cruising Craigslist. All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right. Okay, you ready for the next one?
I am ready.
This one says, my dad came over today and I was showing him the fan in my room because it needed fixed, completely forgetting that I had my sex toys out in the open. My nipple clamps and condoms were on my desk and my dildos were standing upright on my nightstand. I took everything out the day before to clean, and then I got tired and forgot. I tried to discreetly put them away, but I knew he knew.
Wow.
I feel like
Home Alone kid right now. Oh yeah. My Lord. I'm like little Macaulay Culkin. Wow.
That's nipple embarrassing. Clamps. Fucking embarrassing.
Nipple clamp. Oh, like the dildos are one thing, you know, it's like, okay, well, you know, it is what it is. When you're getting into the nipple clamps, that gets a little interesting there, you know?
Oh, you are showing all your kinks to dad. That's that's a little rough. Although it depends, I guess, on if dad's a pervert or not, because my dad, and I say this very lovingly, my dad was a pervert. And so whenever I had my boyfriend over the one time, he was like, hey, like wink, wink to my boyfriend, you want to see who can make their woman scream louder? And I was like, oh my God, dad, please no, stop.
Are you ill?
Yeah. I mean, he had a few beers in him at the time, so I'm pretty sure that had something to do with it.
No!
But you never know. What would you do if you walked into your daughter's room and she had nipple clamps and dildos just like chilling?
I'd probably just die right there. I don't know what I would do.
I would just stop breathing.
First of all, it depends on which daughter. My one daughter is only 11. So if that was going on,
the other one.
The other one, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But let's be straight up here. My grandparents
like the dildos
had passed, and my mother had passed, and I'm the one who wound up having to clean out a lot of their stuff. So I found all of my grandparents' stuff, all of the stuff, and that's I found right. all of my mother's stuff, which was just not anything I ever wanted to have to deal with. I never wanted to see that. I didn't want to know. I didn't. I'm better off just thinking, oh, you're a saint. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I'm the dirty one in the family.
Isn't that a weird thing to think about? Because all of our friends have kids. Our parents obviously had kids. Our grandparents obviously have kids. But I don't like sit there and picture like, oh, they had to have the sex to have the kids. Isn't that a weird thing that we never go there? But ourselves
About
sex, but we don't picture them having sex. So whenever you have like the sex toys out in front of you, you're like, oh, fuck. Now I have to picture you using this shit.
I actually, when I was younger, when I was looking to see if if I could find my father's porn stash, when I was younger and VCRs were a thing, and I was staying over at his house and I was looking for the porn stash, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. And I found it, but then I also found all the other goodies that were there. And I was like, all righty then. Okay. You know, and maybe I took some notes. You know?
Yeah.
Take some notes, be like, all right, what can we do here? No, but you know, the stuff was just, oh my goodness, you know, and you look and holy crap. I mean, hey, look, I teach their own, man. I don't know. Well, I don't know.
You way
know,
to my, go, dad, with your acting skills, pretending like you didn't see shit.
So
I'm gonna fix the carburetor in the windy thing.
So Danielle and I, years ago, for some reason, we were at my father and my stepmother moved to Florida already. And we wound up heading out there. And it was Danielle and myself and kids. The kids were, I don't think the kids were with us. I don't remember. I'm pretty sure it was just Danielle, myself, and my brother, and maybe my sister. It was so long ago that it's blurry. But mm-hmm. we walked in and my brother, because he lived there at the time, because we came in late, he went in and he went and just opened up the doors to my father's bedroom. And they were in the middle of doing things.
Ooh.
And they're, I don't know, get out.
Oh,
That part I'll never forget. And I was just like, you're scarred for life.
Just hearing about it, because my mom told me about a time that somebody had walked in on my stepfather's head in between her legs, and just her saying it put the image in my head. And I was like, why would you do that to me? Why the fuck would you do that to me? And now it just won't go away. Like forever, whenever I think about people getting walked in on, it's that image that pops into my head. And it's not fun. It's not fun at all.
I'm sorry. I just did that to you. I just did that to you. I'm sorry. I apologize. Well, you know, back to our friend Sex Toy here. Nipple Clamp, I got to tell you, you know, it's rough, and apparently you like it rough as well. So maybe it wasn't so bad for you. I you know, it is what it is.
You know, dad's all, we just need to change the batteries here. Hand me your dildo.
Yeah. They hit you in the head with it a little bit. So okay. Now that would have been more, now that would have been more embarrassing, right? If he would have just picked one up and started going, what's this thing? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you know, or slapping himself in the forehead with it, or, you know, like slap you in the rear end with it. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, this is the limpest baseball bat I've ever seen. You're not going to be able to protect yourself with this.
No, absolutely not. The Black Mamba. What is that? Is this like, was this like a stuffed snake or something? I mean, what do you use? What do you use this for? Anyway. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to move right along. To a Disney fan. Very nice Disney fan. Okay, here we go. I had sex with my boyfriend on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride once. We just talked about the Pirates of the Caribbean. We just said
we did.
We did. I did. Oh, that's great. Foreshadowing. twist the mustache. He didn't know where to come, and it kind of just landed on the seat next to him. I feel bad for whoever got on after
us. Oh my God.
Here's the thing. I don't see how that could have necessarily happened. One, because, well, Pirates of the Caribbean sometimes is a dead ride. Sometimes there's not a lot of people in there. But they have cameras everywhere. So you sure as shit knew that people were watching you guys sitting and getting it on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh boy.
And that boat is so small. How the hell did you move? How did you make that work?
You sit.
Excuse me, Ms. Dana. What was that?
I was just going to say, you sit on his lap.
Yes.
Sit on his lap and do it that way. That's how I would assume that is done. Not from firsthand experience. I'm just guessing.
Well, like in a car, I could see that. But in a tiny little space, like the Pirates of the Caribbean. Well, okay. Also, I'm man size. Okay. I'm a big guy. So it's not, I have very little space in between myself and the front there.
He
so
might've been jockey size. You don't know.
That's fun. He might've been a little man. That's it. That's it. There you go. I'm sized for your pleasure. call it, you know, fun size. I got you. The minis, they're all right. You know, at the end of the day, you know, look, sometimes you just need a mini, you know, it is what it is. But on Pirates of the Caribbean in Disney, nonetheless, I mean, I could see if you went into like one of the private bathrooms, like the little family bathrooms, locked the door and got a little something going on. That I can see. But like,
it is dark in there too, right? Like it's pretty dark on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Yeah. But they have all the, what do you call it? All the night vision cameras. See everything that's going on there, everything.
Hopefully they saw that come and wiped it up before the next person got on.
Well, here's the thing, like, okay, so how did that happen? Why is it on, I guess, was it on the seat because it was, you know, dribbling out of you, or did you hop off right before he, you know, blitzed? I mean, I don't know,
before he blitzed.
Like what do we I need to know more, I guess. I don't understand, like, you know what I'm saying? Like
how the mechanics of it all worked.
Yeah, like, all right, fine. If they're tinier and they're able to just kind of go boom and just, you know, like make it work like that. I get it. Also, the ride is like 2 minutes long. So I'm sorry. What do you call it? It is what it is. But regardless, you know, if you're sitting and you're getting it on in there, you know, like, how you just go like this, tossing her off and then just go, wee!
Isn't there a restaurant in the Pirates of the Caribbean? Isn't there like a place where people are eating food? There is at Disneyland. I don't know if Disney World has something different.
Not in the Disney World one. No, not
yeah.
The Disney
Disneyland. World. There's a restaurant where like you're cruising by and there's people eating fucking nachos, you know, getting a show apparently.
I don't know. It is what it is. I would love to know the mechanics of that. And then how the hell it would go on the seat next to you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, how is it going on the seat next to you? Like if you're on top, unless he tossed you off and then like
flipped over
to the side, right? Like,
like, what? Maybe it was in his hand and he like wiped it on the seat next to him.
So what? She pulled off before he blows, you know what I mean?
There's a lot of people that don't want, if she's not on birth control or they're not like at that phase, you don't want that all up inside you.
Yeah, but if they then what, a condom or something, but at the end of the day, still, you know, like, first of all, whatever, there's no such thing as pulling out, okay? Because it's a thing called pre-cum, ladies and gentlemen. Learn your sex ed, okay? What do you call it? And that can still get you pregnant, you know. Also, you know, doing it in the ass cannot get you pregnant. What do you call it? So, but the taking a shot in the eye ain't gonna get you pregnant either. What do you call it?
Unless, it's not,
no,
damn.
No, no, I mean, but
I've gotten pregnant in the last 4 years, taking all eye shots,
taking it in the face. Oh my God. Anyways, I just want to know the mechanics. Am I wrong to want to know the mechanics of that?
No, I'm very interested in those mechanics too.
Like here, and here's a dirty little secret of mine. So what do you call it? So we'd actually in the earlier, very early state of our, what do you call it? Relationship, got it on in a movie theater, So what do you call it? But it was nobody in the movie theater and we were in the backs all the way to the side. And yeah, the same way, where you just like we were talking about, you
right.
go on, you straddle and then whatever. But I didn't finish and go all over the floor. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. At least you didn't extra butter the popcorn.
Yeah, man. Like I don't get it. Like, so I need to know the mechanics. So if you're hearing this, and I hope you are,
me too.
All right, I need to know the mechanics. All right there, Johnny Depp. All right. Nobody's that talented. It. When you're gonna go, you're gonna go. You're not going, oh, hop off and I'm just gonna grab it in my hand. No, man, that shit doesn't work that way. It's like, hello, goodbye, boom, and it's done. Fucking tell me you're gonna hold that.
My
shit
husband must have great control then, because
I have no control. That shit goes everywhere. Are you kidding me? In gobs. It's like not even like just a little bit of beep. It's like blah. It's all over the place.
We are learning forget so much it. Today.
Listen, you can cut it out if you don't want it.
Yeah. Oh no, I want them all to know.
Okay. Okay, you're up next.
This one says. Oh shit. I use a telescope to spy on my neighbors. It's actually kind of interesting. Sometimes I catch people changing, having sex, beating their dog, doing drugs, crying. People are completely different when they think nobody is watching.
Very interesting. First and foremost, you, my friend, are a disgusting individual. And what do you call it? Yeah, that is the most awful thing to hear. That is the invasion of people's privacy, and I do not condone that. I think that's really rude, really wrong, really disgusting. If you are out in public and watching people, that's one thing. When you're looking into their personal homes using a telescope and their neighbors nonetheless, it's just, I think that's disgusting. That you should be ashamed of yourself. And I appreciate you listening to the show, but, I think that's wrong. I'm telling you. I'm going to tell you I get this.
It's definitely an invasion of privacy and also brings up a very interesting point that, yeah, people are completely fucking different when they think nobody's watching because True. They can be, like if I'm in a crowded room, I'm not going to pick my nose, but if I'm by myself and I got something going and I don't have a tissue around me, I'm just going to pick it. And then I'm going to go and I'm going to, go to the bathroom and get toilet paper or whatever. But yeah, if somebody's looking at me, probably not going to do that.
I'll still do it. I don't care what's going on. You know, I'll just get up there, massage my brain a little bit. You know what I mean?
Get out a there little and, extra stimulation.
You know what I mean? That's you know, that's what I'm see. That's what you gotta do. You know, you're out to eat. You're having some food. You got a salad on there. You got something stuck. You go up in there. You grab it out. You throw it into the boom. Throw it in.
Free throw it meal. Into your salad. There's a booger on my salad.
Throw it into your salad. Nah, a little salt. It's all right. It's all good. You know what I mean? Maybe Miss Pirates of the Caribbean would like to throw some of that extra little goop on her salad too. A little extra dressing. You know, a cum vinaigrette. You know what I mean? Something like that. Freaking craziness today. Craziness on the secrets today, Dana.
Dude, Jesus we do got Christ. Some crazy ones. Yeah, that's like you can get in trouble for that, right? Like somebody catches you staring into their window with a telescope, like you in trouble, boy. You in trouble.
You in big trouble. You in big trouble. Yeah. You know, that's just wrong. I'm sorry. I can't condone that. I can't condone it. You know, yeah. I can't even be like, oh, go for you. You know, like, no. And I appreciate the fact that it's a dirty little secret. And it is a dirty secret. It's a big secret. And, you know, good thing that you're anonymous because, you know, we don't want to have any repercussions. People asking where you are or who you are. So fact of the matter is, yeah, I don't condone it. I don't. What about you, Dana? Do you second that or you?
Oh, yeah, I definitely second it. I don't think it's cool for anyone to do that. I mean, allow people to have their private life in private, you know, like,
yeah,
it's sometimes you got to just like fucking be you without worrying about what anybody thinks of you. And to know that somebody's like outside judging you because you like live in an apartment complex or something like that, and somebody's watching you. I don't know that that's what's going on here, but I'm, you know, like that sucks. You don't want to feel like you're being judged even whenever you're alone.
Go to instead of doing that, maybe try to change your wicked ways a little bit. Go to a swingers club and watch what's going on. Go to a nude beach and watch what's going on. You know what I mean? There are plenty of other things.
You really love your telescope, start looking at the stars, man.
Yeah, right. Go to Hollywood, you'll catch some other stars. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyways, so that's it for there. I can't give them more time. All right, so I'm next, right?
Yep.
Okay, so this listener says, I shit my pants for the first time as an adult. I was driving home with my two toddlers and got hit so hard with stomach cramps and had to poop worse than ever in my life. No idea what caused this. I couldn't see how I could stop anywhere. Can't leave my kids in the car unattended. Would not have been able to get them both out of car seats and then into a public bathroom. I considered pulling over to the side of the road even, but didn't find a place that would work. So I sucked it up and held it in, mind over matter. But about 5 minutes before I got home, there was nothing more I could do, and it just started coming out. And at that point, there was no stopping it. The damage was done. There we go. Do I get applause? That was good. There we go. All right. Thank you.
Bravo.
I was just going to say, you know, well-written story, but I think I gave it a little extra, you know, je ne sais quoi, you know what I mean? A little extra flavor, you know, like the cum from Disney. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes. I'm telling you, man, you know, all right. So what's your take on this?
Man, what, I mean, I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong, but I mean, the only time I've ever shit myself was whenever I was like, so I had the flu, you know? And I was like, that's the only time I can ever remember shitting myself as an adult was whenever I was like super fucking sick.
Or drunk.
No, I've never shit myself drunk. My husband, on the other hand, has shit himself drunk so many times to the point where it's like become part of his identity. You know,
no!
I'm like, bro, if you are going to be drinking a lot, I need to put you in Depends because I'm not trying to roll over to a hot log in your pants. You know,
oh Lord, you must really love that man.
I really do. Lord. To be fair, he hasn't shit himself in like, I don't know.
A week?
Eight years, days? I think, maybe.
I was just messing with you.
Yeah, no. Last time I remember him shitting himself was whenever we were in Vegas. Oh, no. He definitely puked all over the couch. And I think he shit himself that time too. That was like 4 years ago.
This is an experiment. Joe, when I come over, you're getting drunk, brother.
You guys are sharing a room like a... then because.
What's going on? What's going on? Anything going on? I'm going to wait and be like listening by the door. What's going on?
You know. Lay down the tarp, put them on top of it. The only way I'm allowing this to happen.
So, yeah, I mean, look, sharding, I see. You know what I mean? It happens. You know, you're what do you call it? It's hopefully not too often, but every so often, you know, like, you know, you're walking and or you're in the car and you got that little rumbly going and you're going, all right, well, I got to let something fly. And, yeah. You know, it feels like it's going to be normal, but instead a little squirt comes out and then your eyes go boop. And you go, oh, what's going on here? And uh-oh. Now you're concerned. And sometimes it's just, you know, you just got a little worried for nothing. And other times there's a little bit of a problem going on.
You got to do a little cleanup.
Right. But it's not a full blown.
Anal.
Yeah. It's not a full blown shit. You know, like, mm-hmm. So if you just completely crapped yourself, I don't know. I don't know. But I mean, at the end of the day, I get it. Look, we both have kids. See, we get it. Sometimes it's impossible.
Proof. It's yeah. proof that kids ruin everything. No, I'm kidding. But,
they said it would be fun. They yeah, said to have kids. Kids,
they
have
said. Kids,
they said. You know, like it was. It's going to be a good time. They said you're going to love it. They said it's going to be beautiful.
Unless you have to shit, and it's going to be a real ordeal to take kids out of their car seats and into a public bathroom where they're touching everything and then sticking it in their mouths. Then it's not so much fun. Yeah. Thanks, kids. I could have shit without shitting my own pants, but you were there.
Oh, shit. All right. We got one more. You want to go?
This one says, I accidentally showed my mother my own porn.
What? What? Nope. I
know.
What?
I know.
Okay, go ahead.
Note to self, delete or hide your videos of getting plowed by your husband when you hand your mother your phone. I was trying to show her a cute picture of the baby, but she swiped, and I'm pretty sure I have to find a new mommy now.
Wow. All right. First and foremost, I mean, I need to know more. Can you send me the video so I can, you know, analyze?
We need to know how bad the damage was.
I want to see how bad it was exactly. You know, and by plow, I'm assuming you're talking about it was very snowy there, so you had to remove and plow the snow. Oh, I don't know.
Yes. Yes.
Shit. Your mother.
Oh
sneaking.
Man.
Fuck.
Oh man. Well, I wonder how your mother is too, because there's like different varieties of moms, right? There's like the mom that's like, I go to church, I'm real sweet, I bake fucking cookies and shit. And then there's moms like my mom. Yeah. And my mom is sweet and she bakes cookies and shit, but she also, you know, she bred me. So you could imagine how she must be also. And I imagine that if my mom swiped and saw my sex video, she'd be like, Jesus Christ, Dana, why did you put that on there? Like, I'd probably get a lecture about having that on my phone where anybody could see it, or like hack my phone, or, you know, something yes. like that, rather yes. than the actual sex part. I don't think she'd right. care about that.
Right. All I want to do is just go plow. That's why I want to go plow right now. I'm down. I'm ready for it. What do you call it? I tried this morning to no avail. Didn't happen again. No, none last night, none this morning. I was very upset, Dana. Very upset. All I needed was to plow some snow. That's it. You know what I mean?
Try again.
Maybe tonight. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Maybe I'll get lucky. Probably not, though. Anyway, that's about all the time we have for the show today. What do you call it? Dirty Little Secrets Club. Another wonderful episode. I had a great time.
Oh, man.
As
so
always,
good.
Day.
So good.
Such a beautiful thing. What do you call it? We love you guys. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, what do you call it? Remember, as we said at the beginning of the show, rate, review, subscribe today. My first day with the new mouth. What do you call it? Rate, review, subscribe.
You are
subscribe.
Nailing this outro, by the way. Just
it is so bad. It is so bad. take over. I'm passing it to you. Here's the torch. You take it.
Guys, if you want to hear your dirty little secrets on an upcoming episode, then make sure you go to our website and anonymously submit. It's thedirtylittlesecretsclub.com. And we'll see you again next week.
What she said. See, she's so good at this. See, she said, you're a professional or something. I love it.
Fucking pro.
You're brilliant. I love it. We'll see you guys next week. Wow, we love you. Land. You think we want something from you, you got another thing coming.